Did you know we love podcasts with mythical monsters, heroes, and gods? One of our favorites is Live from Mount Olympus, an adventure podcast for tweens and families of all ages. The new season tells a story of war, fate, friendship, betrayal, a heist, and a titan who played with fire. You don't want to miss the myth of Prometheus. Tune in to Live from Mount Olympus, wherever you get your podcasts.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got your monthly installment from the MC Detective Agency. If you don't already know, that's a comic book series I'm adapting with the help of Colleen Kelly, PhD, who wrote these comics to help teach chemistry to kids. We've also attached a free PDF in the show notes, so you can download a periodic table that has extra information about common ionic charges that might help you during this mission. We'll be answering your what-if questions next week, and now it's time to revisit our detective friends, Poppy and Ray. Kids Chemical Solutions presents the MC Detective Agency, File 3, The Case of the Pillaging Pirates. Chapter 6, Time Readers. Written by Colleen Kelly, PhD. Adapted and produced by Eric O'Keefe.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
That last one was close. Thank you for rescuing the mechanical model of the atom by figuring out the number of protons, neutrons, and electrons in an atom. You were able to open the safe and grab the model. Basically, you saved the world. Again. But a sleuthing scientist's work is never done. This time, you'll be heading to the Caribbean in the year 1707. You'll face the dread pirate Clive and his nettlesome sidekick, Nat. They have captured Lady Xenon, Princess of Inertia, and are demanding a ransom of 1 million electrons for her safe release. You'll have to learn about ions and ionic compounds to save the day. But don't worry, you'll have Sir Carbon, Knight of the Square Table, to help you. So pack your bags, bring your brains, and grab that periodic table for your next adventure in the MC Detective Agency.
Poppy and Ray, your favorite green teen detectives, were back home, enjoying some leisure time. Ray was out back, working on his pirate ship, while Poppy was in the kitchen, making cookies with Granny Eve.
I think this cookie dough needs 1/1000th of a mole, a pinch of sodium chloride,
said Granny Eve, examining their bowl of cookie dough.
Sodium chloride?
Asked Poppy. Granny Eve often slipped into science talk when she was very focused on a task.
Oh dear, yes, that's what we used to call salt in the olden days. Just a mole, a pinch, will do.
As Poppy reached for the salt, her brother Ray burst into the house, pirate cap askew, a stricken look on his face.
Don't do it, Poppy! I heard Granny Eve telling you to put moles in our cookies. I may not know much, but I know eating moles is wrong.
Calm down, Ray. She just meant a pinch.
Why would you want to pinch a mole? They're so cute.
Granny Eve, still staring at the cookies, seemed to remember something.
Poppy, did you add the sodium bicarbonate?
Bicarbonate? What? Sounds like robot stuff.
We need that so the cookies will rise.
Rise up to take over the world with their bicarbonic might! I don't think so, Granny Eve.
No, I meant baking soda.
Already done, Grans. Let's get these cookies on the sheet and into the oven.
I'll help, offered Ray.
No way,
said Poppy.
You ate half the cookie dough last time and got sick.
And I'd do it again. In fact, I already am.
Stop it, Ray. Granny Eve, make him stop.
But Granny Eve had heard a familiar buzz from the old-timey radio she kept in the living room. She smiled at her grandchildren and took a look out the window.
Oh dear, it looks like we're having a spring rain. Can you two please run out and take the laundry down from the clothesline?
I'm on it,
said Ray, sprinting outside. Poppy followed close behind.
Oh, at least wash your hands first, Ray. How are you 2 minutes older than me?
5 minutes older. And I'm taller too.
Granny Eve closed the door behind Poppy and Ray before sneaking over to the radio.
The coast is clear, MC. What's going on?
It's that evil, gaseous, chlorine Clive.
Oh no, what's he up to now?
Clive and his sidekick, Salty Nat, are stealing electrons.
That greedy Clive. If only he learned to grab just one electron.
Oui, but he's demanding 1 million electrons, and he's holding Lady Xenon captive until he gets them.
Said MC's voice from the radio.
But she's the princess of inertia. She couldn't give up her electrons even if she wanted to.
That's why he's searching for pirate treasure. A chest full of gold and silver.
Shh! Ray has a keen ear for pirate talk.
You must tell Poppy and Ray to get to the Caribbean in 1707 and find someone to help them learn about ions and ionic compounds.
You mean a friendly pirate?
Did someone whisper pirate?
Said Ray.
See, I told you, MC.
Me? You're the one blabbing about the pirate.
Children, you're back just in time for your next mission.
Oh, good. Because we messed up the last mission, these sheets are super muddy.
Because you dropped them, Ray.
I thought I heard pirate talk.
Never you mind. It's nothing a little sodium hypochlorite won't fix.
Sodium hypochlorite?
Bleach. I meant bleach. There I go, naming ionic compounds again.
Bionic what? Oh, this is definitely a robot mission, Poppy.
Wow, Ray. You're asking about the mission rather than the cookies?
Ding!
Went the oven.
Cookies!
Shouted Ray, dashing into the kitchen.
Oh, they're so hot. Must be all that evil sodium bicarbonate.
Nuh-uh. They just need a minute to cool, Ray. Then you can take them with you on your mission.
Where are we going?
When are we going? Will we need the periodic table of elements?
Treasure map.
Oh, yes, indeed. You'll be headed to the Caribbean islands in the year 1707.
You don't mean...
pirate times?
Yes, I'm afraid the Captain Chlorine Clive is...
a pirate! Told you it was a pirate mission! What are we waiting for? Let's go get to the ship!
This can't be happening.
Ray ran out of the house again, making some last-minute adjustments to his so-called ship. Granny Eve called after him, packing the cookies in a big wooden lunch pail as she hurried Poppy out the door.
Chlorine Clive wants to steal 1 million electrons, and he's holding a Lady Xenon captive.
Grans, how are we supposed to stop a pirate captain and save a princess?
With our treasure map!
Periodic table.
And our pirate ship!
Taxi cab. Wait.
Poppy looked up to see Ray strapping his surfboard atop their time-traveling taxi-turned-pirate ship.
I give you the Time Raider! Do the voice I taught you, taxi. $5,
grumbled the taxi, or Time Raider. Ray wisely forked over the cash.
Hey, matey!
The lower half of their time-traveling taxi was surrounded by wood, which came to a point in front, like the bow of a ship. Underneath the taxi ship, 4 rubber wheels stuck out from the hull, making it
the first ever surfer-built time-traveling amphibious vehicle. I'd like to see Edison invent this.
Wow, this is a big step up from inventing surflops.
Well, the concept is basically the same.
That cannot be true.
Very good, children. Now board the Time Raider and learn all that you can about ions and ionic compounds.
Iona who?
Ions. They're like atoms that have gained or lost electrons.
And how can we tell if an atom has gained or lost one?
Your periodic table will help. Metals will lose electrons, and non-metals will gain electrons.
Then all non-metals are electron-thieving pirates.
Perhaps not. A non-metal can find balance with the right metal, forming an ionic compound.
Oh, like bleach! Are salt and baking soda ionic compounds too?
Why, yes, in fact—
Hey, let's get this ahoy on the chips already.
We gotta work on your pirate lingo, Time Raider.
And the kids hustled into the impatient taxi-slash-pirate ship.
Why are we always in a rush when we own a time machine?
I get that question a lot from you. And I could easily explain it in the time it's taken me to say this sentence here. Just as long as I'm not interrupted, of course.
Time travel who?
Oh, arugula. Gotta go.
But, and the taxi ship took off with Poppy and Ray on a voyage through time. Granny Eve watched them fade away, blowing a dandelion toward her grandchildren as she made a quiet wish.
Bon chance, mes enfants.
Moments later, and over 300 years in the past, Ray was standing on top of their ship, a telescope in hand.
Hey, Poppy,
does it still count as taxi surfing if your board is strapped to a time-traveling yellow cab converted into
a— Focus, Ray. What do you see up there?
Called Poppy, resting comfortably in the ship's cabin, or backseat.
Oh, I think I see Chlorine Clive's pirate ship. It's definitely 300 years ago.
How can you tell?
Well, the seagulls look really young here.
What? No, Clive, you're sure it's his ship?
Black sails, big C, little L painted on them.
C-L, the atomic symbol for chlorine.
Oh, and a cute little minus sign, painted just to the top right of the symbol.
C-L minus. Oh, it's a negatively charged ion. It wants to steal an electron.
Oh, so piratey.
Speaking of which, what's pirate lingo for abandoned ship?
I think it's just abandoned ship. Why?
Oh, no reason. We're just sinking a little here.
And indeed, water was slowly leaking in from where the rubber wheels met the wooden planks of the ship.
Aw, oh, come on! I used duct tape on every gap!
Maybe a taxi wasn't the best starting point for our pirate ship?
Time Raider, can you steer us toward that island?
At least the name's sticking.
Anything for the Green Queen.
No! First my invention breaks, then Poppy gets a cool pirate name before me. Could this day get any worse?
The Time Raider reached the shore of a nearby island with a jolt, sending Ray flying face first into the sand.
Oh, I set myself up for that.
Oh, Ray, this mission's already gone sideways. By now, we've usually met a famous scientist who tells us exactly what we need to do.
And who feeds us,
said Ray, unstrapping his surfboard from the top of the taxi.
How can you think of surfing at a time like this?
These ancient waves are going off.
Only the people of Ghana and Hawaii are said to have surfed in this century.
Fine, just watch out for pirates.
And just like that, my day's getting better.
Ray grabbed a cookie from his wooden lunch pail.
Treasure chest!
And headed toward the water. Meanwhile, Poppy unfolded her periodic table. If you have one handy, you can take it out too. But it's okay to just sit back and listen.
Excuse me?
Poppy looked up from her periodic table to see a silver-gray crab scuttling toward her. It wore an adorable little vest and had two brown braids of hair sticking out from a beanie cap atop its head.
Right. Talking crabs, are you a famous scientist by chance?
I'm afraid not. My name's Kay, short for potassium.
Huh?
It makes sense if you know your Arabic.
Okay, I don't know any Arabic, or even any Ionic. I think I'm gonna mess this mission up.
You think you've got problems? An evil pirate trapped us on this island.
Chlorine Clive?
The very same. He called us worthless because we only had one extra electron.
Poppy peeked at her periodic table, trying to make sense of this strange creature.
K, potassium, one extra electron. Oh, you must be a metal in group one. Grans told us that metals can lose electrons.
And I guess group one metals can lose one electron.
Well, yeah, we're alkali crabs. If the metal in our shell touches water, we go up in flames. That's why my family fled deeper into the island. But I hurt my leg and had to stay behind.
I'm going to help you, Kay. I bet you have five other siblings, because there are six metals in group one on the periodic table.
Yep, except we don't need to look for Salty Nan. Captain Clive kept him on his pirate ship. I just don't know why.
A wet and salty Ray ran back on shore, strapping his surfboard back on top of the Time Raider in a hurry.
We've got company!
Oh, wow. I've always wanted to say that.
Is it pirate company, Ray?
None other. I was surf spying with my telescope, a new sport I'm working on, when a huge wave lifted me up and I spied a treasure chest in the middle of the island.
That must be the treasure Clive is after.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the company part. His ship's closing in on us as we speak. So let's take this lunch crab and skedaddle.
I'm not your lunch,
said Kay.
This is Kay, short for potassium.
Kay?
We're going to help them find their family.
So they're in my treasure chest.
Lunch pail.
Because they can't get wet. I'll explain while we run, Ray.
Kay?
Yes?
I meant let's go.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, Ray.
And Poppy, Ray, and Kay exited, pursued by pirates. In our next chapter, we'll meet Chlorine Clive and the elemental crew of the Grand Anion, as we learn more about ions and ionic compounds.
This concludes the MC Detective Agency, File 3, The Case of the Pillaging Pirates. Chapter 6, Time Readers. Dr. Colleen Kelly has created this chemistry comic book series to help elementary school students master concepts often taught at the college level. These comic books are presented by Kids Chemical Solutions and can be found at kidschemicalsolutions.com.
Oh, you probably know that I love pirates, and we're gonna meet a lot of them next time.
Colleen is also making fun YouTube videos under the name Chemistry Colleen. I'll throw that link in the show notes too. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Dr. Colleen Kelly of Kids Chemical Solutions, my producer, Miss Lynn, and all you curious chemists at home. Until we meet again, keep wondering.